Country 104, number one for new country, 817. We are joined here by a partner from Cohen Hiley, Ian Sneddon, for our Ask a Lawyer segment. Ian, by the way, thank you so much for coming on. I know it's been a while since we've had a chance to talk, to catch up. A lot of things have changed over the last little while. Kendra's back in the studio here. Some rule changes and regulations are happening as of today. So there's lots going on.
There is a lot going on, yeah. Yeah, a lot of changes, a lot of questions about, a number of things, but COVID obviously is something that's new into the custody and access and parenting type aspects of family law. So it's been different, but there's lots of case law out there to give us some guidance. So I'm not sure specifically what questions are, but I'm happy to answer, well, really anything. It doesn't have to be on that, but I know that's a... I'd be getting a lot of calls on a professional basis on that issue.
Now, being a new parent, I'm a part of a couple different mom groups online, and there's a lot of parents that have unfortunately either split during COVID or just before COVID that are having troubles determining not only how to get custody rolling, but then how to then go about doing it with all the rules that there are.
Right. So getting into the court system is very difficult right now. Almost everything's being heard via Zoom. There are some live trials going on, but not many. As far as what to do when parties separate, sometimes I'll hear parents talk about their parental rights, like I'm the mother, I'm the father, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. But the way our court legislation is dealt with or addresses the issue is that the test is the best interest of the child. So a judge is to take a child-focused approach. So it may be in the best interest of mom or dad to do something, but if a court decides it's not in the best interest of the child, then they won't do it. Probably would cover a lot of questions is people are saying, can I stop my child from going to my ex due to COVID? And as often in family law, it depends. So the way the case law is shaped up, my take on it anyway, is essentially you cannot deny a court order that states that the kids are to go. A court order is exactly that. And judges don't like if they're being ignored. Okay. But what you would do is if you have a situation where you've already separated, you've had an arrangement where the kids go back and forth on whatever schedule it is, then COVID hits and numerous parents said, well, I don't think it's safe to send the kids over there. And judges have assessed the safety of it. So the things they'll look at are things like, are COVID-19 protocols being followed?
Okay.
So if your ex is, going to massive parties somewhere that still seem to pop up or doing something that is potentially dangerous, then a court would likely deny parenting time for the safety of the child or make sure that there are certain provisions in place. But it's not a license just to deny parenting time with kids to the other parent. So it's all about the safety precautions that are being taken.
Oh, they got you there.
And if they're taken well, and they're followed, then a court will say, no, you've got to send the kids.
Interesting. Now, I know there's a lot of parents out there that are probably like, okay, now I need to make some phone calls. If anyone wanted to call you, Ian, and get some more information or to narrow in on a certain part of family law, how would they get a hold of you during times like this?
Okay, well, you can call the office. Where most of us at Cohen Hiley are working remotely, but when you call the office number, it just gets redirected through our reception. So our phone number is 519-672-9330, or you could send an email to sneddon@cohenhiley.com. That's sneddon@cohenhiley.com.
There you have it right there. And yeah, feel free if you have a question for Ian, you can still text in right now at 519-643-1039. But Ian, we appreciate you coming on. And I know that there are probably going to be a few more questions getting asked as more rules and regulations begin to change as as the government of Ontario starts to either lighten up or hammer down on certain rules and whatnot. And we appreciate you always coming on and answering those for us.
Always my pleasure.